Hello and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen. I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible. On today's podcast, I'm going to be interviewing Mr. Keegan Kitchen. Hi, Keegan. Could you tell us what we're talking about today?
We're going to be talking about stinking thinking.
And can you tell me what stinking thinking is?
Bad habits.
Bad habits in your thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some examples of some bad habits in your thinking?
Like, shots feel bad, but they're not.
So if you tell yourself that shots feel bad and that's all you focus on, what's going to happen? How are you going to feel if you have to go get shots?
Bad.
But what if you say, yeah, it might hurt for a second, but it's going to help keep me healthy. Do you think you might feel a little better and less scared about it?
Yeah.
If there's somebody out there listening to your podcast about stinking thinking, what do you think they need to know? Do you have any ideas of how they could change their stinking thinking?
I don't know.
How do you break a habit?
I don't know.
So the first thing you need to do is to make sure you know when you're doing it. You could get two jars and put marbles or pennies in them. You put all the pennies on one side in one jar. And every time you realize that you said something negative, you can move a penny over to the other jar. And your goal would be to keep all the pennies in the first jar by the end of the day. So that means you've gone the whole day without giving in to the negative thinking. Another way, you could do the same thing, but put them in your pocket. And when you have a negative thought, you can move it over to the other pocket. And that way that can help you keep track and be more aware that you're doing it. Can you think of any other ideas?
If we have a desk, we can put pennies in the desk and we can put it in a drawer. And if we're thinking about a negative thought, we can put move it to the other drawer.
Move from one drawer to another?
Yeah.
Okay. So, those are some ideas.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you can think of lots more. When you realize you're doing it, when you catch yourself with that stinky thought, what do you need to do?
Change it.
Change it. Absolutely right, sir. So, can you give me an example? Like, if you're telling yourself, oh, I hate this day, it's going to be horrible. What could you change that stinky thought to?
A good thought.
Such as?
It's going to be a good day.
Right. How about, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Would that be a good thought to focus on? You know, there's a song that says that. This is the day.
This is the day
that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
I will rejoice.
And be glad in it.
And be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day.
This is the day
that the Lord has made. So you change your stinking thinking every time you catch it.
Ah.
And then you start catching it more and more quickly until what happens?
Your thinking doesn't stink anymore.
And that is awesome, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Keegan, I want to thank you for coming on my podcast today. And I want you to have a great day.
So remember, there are opportunities in every day. Everyday Incredible.
Please know that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you.